This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, the digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. On the second and the final day of the Prime Minister's visit to Malaysia, the two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. Prime Minister Modi said cooperation between the two countries will expand in intelligence sharing, maritime security, defence and counter-terrorism. The Prime Minister, who was on his third official visit to Malaysia and his first since ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership, highlighted that cooperation between India and Malaysia is growing and both sides will deepen collaboration in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, health and food security. He noted that the CEO forum has opened new opportunities for trade and investment.
Hum apne yuvaon ke beech university exchange, startup connect aur skill development ke avsar bhi badha rahe hain. Hamare badhte sambandhon ko support karne ke liye hum Malaysia mein नया कॉन्सुलेट भी खोलने जा रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Modi also said India remains committed to ASEAN centrality and congratulated Malaysia on its chairmanship of ASEAN. The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders agreed to enhance trade and expand cooperation in priority sectors including infrastructure, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors and digital technologies. They also welcomed the outcome of the 10th India-Malaysia CEOs Forum. The joint statement also noted the formalization of the Malaysia-India Digital Council to advance cooperation in the semiconductor ecosystem, digital public infrastructure, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence and fintech. Both sides also supported efforts to establish cross-border payment linkages to facilitate business and tourism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sane Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that ideology-driven governance under the BJP had transformed states which were once considered backward, including Chhattisgarh. Speaking at the valedictory session of the organizers' conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, Shifting the Lens, Security, Prosperity and Stability in Nava Raipur, Mr. Shah said after its formation, Chhattisgarh witnessed significant development during 15 years of the BJP rule. Mr. Shah said, recently the President of the European Union said, when India is stable, the entire world becomes secure and stable. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today virtually inaugurated the Siuri Road Overbridge, Kumarpur Road Overbridge and flagged off a new Asansol-Bokaro train service in West Bengal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said these projects mark a significant step towards strengthening rail infrastructure, enhancing safety and improving regional connectivity in the state. The minister highlighted that this year 14,205 crore rupees have been allocated for railways in West Bengal, which is more than three times the average allocation between 2009 to 2014. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, chasing a target of 164 runs, Ireland were 89 for 2 in 12.2 overs against host Sri Lanka in a Group C clash in Colombo when reports last came in. Put into bat, Sri Lanka scored 163 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs, with the help of Kusal Mendes's unbeaten 56 of 43 balls and Kamindu Mendes's 44 of 19. Earlier this evening, England defeated Nepal by 4 runs in a Group C clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And in another match, New Zealand defeated Afghanistan by 5 wickets in a Group D clash at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. In shooting, India's Arjun Babuta and Ella Venil Valaravan set a world record and a championship record on their way to winning gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship 2026 in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.